crazy story. This would have happened a couple days ago. You guys posted yesterday your Park Rapids firefighters were called to a two-vehicle accident with minor injuries, and then in the early hours of Tuesday morning, a single-vehicle accident that was found by a passerby and on fire. Thankfully, the vehicle's unoccupied. The owner was later confirmed okay. At this car fire, the fire department did a wide search using manpower and thermal imaging cameras looking for anyone who may be involved in the accident. And a drone was requested from the Hubbard County Sheriff's Office to aid in that search. Unfortunately, there wasn't a drone available. And being that it has been the case each time the department has requested that very important resource, you guys are now going to do what?
Well, we're firefighters, so we don't know how to say can't. We don't know how to pronounce it. We don't say it, and that's just what we do. So we're just going to get our own. And when we ask for an important tool like that, and when we see everybody that I've talked to has totally agreed with the need for that resource to be available. In this particular case, there was a car, was a really hard hit on a tree. Like it would have been a normal, even if it wasn't on fire, we'd be worried about the anybody that was in that vehicle just from the trauma and the, from the impact and not being able to find them and not knowing that, you know, whoever was in that vehicle is okay was kind of a hard thing to go home and go to sleep after that because, we just don't know. And, so like I said, we've taken up that we've decided that we've heard that resource is not available every time we've asked for it, honestly. And, so we've taken it up that we're going to have ourselves a drone. I actually have one of our members that, had got his FAA 107 license today to be a pilot already. Mm-hmm. We don't let much grass grow under our feet. So we're in the process of fundraising. The people have come out of the woodwork that want to support this. It's been fantastic.
That's awesome. And that's why I wanted to get you. I wanted to get the word out that because you guys are, I believe you're a volunteer fire department. You're 501c, right?
We are. Yeah. We are. We're a 501c3. We just created a GoFundMe today. It's mm-hmm. It's on our Facebook page, the Park Rapids Fire Department Facebook page. Okay. I can sure share it with you as well.
Yeah, do that. So how much do you guys need to, what's it going to cost to get a drone?
So we, like everything, in emergency services, the regular stuff that you would have available to the Joe public won't work for us because we'll break it and mm-hmm. it doesn't work. And winds like we have today is probably the main thing. So we need a drone that can stand sustained winds like we have today. This is a prime example of a grass fire day where we have really strong winds. We have to have something that'll work in that. And I'm really excited from an incident commander perspective to have some eyes in the sky because I don't know if you've ever been to a grass fire, but you can't see anything but a wall of smoke.
That's right.
So trying to work with all my people and make sure everybody's in the right place and everybody's safe and that sort of thing from just looking at a cloud of smoke and talking on the radio is how we've always done it, but to be able to have some eyes in the sky, and the plan is to put their, everybody has a number, I'm number 11, so on the top of my helmet, it would say 11, so mm-hmm. I can have my guy look and zoom in and say, that's Bob right there, that's his number, and I can call him on the radio and say, Bob, about 50 yards to your left, I need you to go over there with your team.
Sure.
So it'll be fantastic for that, but that type of equipment just becomes more expensive, and the weather resistance and the thermal camera and the lights and all the different things that go with for the rescue aspect of it, we end up being about $25,000.
Oof, yeah, that's not. It's not like you can just run down to Best Buy and buy a drone. That's not the type. And I know because we, for rides, have two drones. We got a small one, then we've got what you guys are looking at, a bigger one for when it's windier days. And yeah, you can't fly these things unless you got that 107 license. You've got to be licensed. There's a lot that goes with these drones. So for everybody out there listening to help out the volunteer Park Rapids Fire Department, this is a very, very needed piece of equipment, for the department. They'll have many uses for it. If you go to your Facebook page, it's just Park Rapids Fire Department, and then you'll have the GoFundMe link on your Facebook page, Chief?
It is. It's on there right now.
Okay.
I just went and looked at it. It looks like it's getting shared all over the place. So
good.
It's like probably only been on there a half hour. So we're hoping that people will step up and help us out, and we'll put it to good use.
Okay. I'll make sure I get it. I'll get it shared on my Facebook page, because I've got thousands of followers. So I'll get it on my page as well for you guys.
Well, we sure appreciate you reaching out to us, and appreciate you sharing that and taking up our cause.
Well, we're all about first responders, law enforcement, fire, all that on this program. So anything we can do to help, man, we're here for you. And I just shared it on my page. So get over there, get on my page, or get on the Park Rapids Fire Department page. You'll find the GoFundMe link. Get on there and donate. It doesn't matter if it's $1, $5, whatever, because it all adds up. It all adds up to that goal you guys are going for. So,
That's exactly right. I don't expect a whole lot of people to put a lot of money in there. If you've got a little bit extra, you can do. We appreciate everything you can.